and welcome to the Heidelberg Innovation Week conference call. As a reminder, today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Thomas Fischer. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome also from my side to our press conference call at the last day of the Innovation Week. Mr. Hunsdörfer will give you a status of the current situation of Heidelberg and the industry. Our CEO and our Head of Global Sales and Marketing, Ludwig Eisenhuber, will follow with an update of the Innovation Week and how does it work and the feedback from the customers. And afterwards, both are happy to answer your questions. Now I hand over to Rainer.
Thank you, Thomas. Now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome from my side, welcome from Wiesloch. It's really a pity that we can't have you here. So I don't know about you, but I miss the personal contact more and more. But it is as it is, so let's do it this way, let's do it digital, and I will give you a good overview about where Heidelberg stands and where Heidelberg is going. I will address the following three topics. I would love to receive a lot of questions and answer the questions and discussions at the end. So I will first give you my view on the market situation. Then I will update you on Heidelberg's financial situation. And last not least, we'll give you the strategic outlook. Where is Heidelberg going to? So the market is tough. COVID-19 has presented us and the whole industry with new challenges. It's the whole investment good industry, and in particular, of course, also the print media industry, and of course, also Heidelberg. The pandemic increases the need for change processes also in our industry, which has already, as you all know, experienced massive changes in the last 10 years. The digital transformation of the group, which Heidelberg initiated a few years ago, has continued to pursue systematically more than is corresponding, important and correct. And the comprehensive financial stabilization operational realignment of the Heidelberg Group is in the past fiscal year was just right and just important. The print media industry climate report, which you all know, informs our customers about the important market developments from a data pool of around 5,000 directly connected presses worldwide, and gives them a good insight what is happening so they can adapt their strategies to the status of the crisis. And we have seen print shops in the packaging and label markets have so far managed to come through the crisis in a very stable manner. They are at least highly resistant to the crisis, and there is a significant group which even benefited from the crisis had a good business. What we also see, customers and suppliers like Heidelberg are considered to be systematically relevant in these areas. And you know what I'm talking about, it's basically packaging for food and pharmaceutical. This has even boomed and was even better than prior to the crisis. The reluctance to invest has, of course, naturally a greater impact on the commercial printing division, of course, due to the lockdown in many countries where there is no events, there's also no advertising. And that has hit our customers significantly and also hindered some investments. However, also this market is picking up again, regionally very different, but it's picking up. And we see once the situation returns to somewhat normal, see the print volume coming back again worldwide. And what is a very good indicator for that is what we see in China. The development in China gives us really hope. There we can see with the control or easing of the COVID-19 situation, the demand for print products pick up again significantly and very quickly. It has a little delay until our customers then invest. Good thing in China is Heidelberg is basically back to prior business level, and our customers even above and beyond the print production volume in China is above prior corona levels. Also, in other regions of the world, we experienced a slight upturn since the summer, which we now need to consolidate further. Here, however, we still have to wait and see what effect the current corona figures will have. But what we see is really people all around the world get more and more used to it, understand they can sit and wait. They understand they will have to continue with their lives and their business and start even in those conditions to invest. Basically, there are winners in the crisis who are open to investment. These are those who have been hit hard but who have a plan. They're healthy and can invest. They say, I use this time when I'm 10% or 15% short of sales to reposition myself, so then I can really benefit when it picks up again. So anti-cyclical behavior. And of course, these are also the ones who said, you know, it's bad, but it's good on the other hand, because we will see a consolidation. The weak ones will not survive it. It's a very simple thing. The virus does not change the world, but it's the catalyst that drives the changes and accelerates the necessary structural changes. It accelerates things which would have happened anyhow, and it's not only in the print media industry. Think about all the trade shows. Also there, we needed a different approach, and COVID-19 is being the catalyst for significant changes. So that's why I believe we can look, despite a very tough situation, very positive and optimistic in the future. We have seen improving business for a few months. External industry scenarios also calculate that the print market is, in general, should recover from COVID-19 effect by 2024 at the latest. I hope it might be even a bit earlier. The internal analysis of our installed base of presses shows that the global print volume has increased significantly again since the low point in May and is coming back very, very fast and very strong as soon as things normalize. So let me say it that way. It looks like we are on the way to normalization. I come to my second point, financial stability and situation of Heidelberg, because there has been a concern, I guess, of many of you in the last month, and of course, how is Heidelberg going to deal with the COVID-19 situation? There is one thing I would really emphasize. In the beginning, Heidelberg is in a sound financial position. Heidelberg's financial situation is better than it has been in years. And that has to do that in 2019, we worked hard. We took really groundbreaking decisions and far-reaching consequences for us. And in November last year, we started to work on the biggest restructuring project in Heidelberg's recent history. We analyzed the situation. We didn't let one stone unturned and made very consistent decisions. And at that time, no one even knew about COVID-19. We have set course to make Heidelberg's healthy core even better and stronger. And with that, we lay the foundation for future growth. And the focus is very clearly profitability, competitiveness, and safeguarding the future. Very simple in the context. You cannot be a strong partner for your customers if you're not financially sound. You cannot be a reliable partner supporting our customers without a solid financial foundation. And that's what we are building at the moment. So in March 2020, we launched the implementation of our comprehensive program to safeguard liquidity, streamline structures, streamline the portfolio across the board, and announce the appropriate measure to really size the company right. But not only that, really to build new agile structures which really address the needs of our customers. And ladies and gentlemen, you are all familiar with the content of the program. I don't want to repeat it in detail, but one message is very important to me also today. This comprehensive realignment we launched last November was and is essential if Heidelberg is to achieve sustained profitability and safeguard its future and stay the number one partner of our customers. And in the view of the drama that COVID-19 has brought to the world and particularly also to our industry, it's more urgent than ever. And very simply, what was right before the crisis is even more so in the crisis. Different than many other companies, we didn't stop the program, we accelerated it. And we believe that we will manage to be stronger after the crisis than before the crisis. We have presented our customers with a portfolio that will enable them to master the current challenges of the market and continue to be successful in the future. We have gained liquidity and financial stability above all through the transfer of funds from the Heidelberg Pension Trust, you remember, where we basically got liquidity in the amount of 380 million, which allows us to do all the necessary things. We started with our money, a comprehensive staff reduction program, and further streamline our structures and reduce our cost base significantly. And we focus very clearly on our core business. Parts of the company have been sold, unprofitable product lines discontinued, which have greatly diluted the operations results of the solid, good core business of Heidelberg. Very important also, we paid our high yield bond in the amount of 150 million early in September. And this has been a financial milestone in the current fiscal year. And it's of crucial importance for the long-term development of Heidelberg. As a result, there are no more significant loan maturities in the coming years, and our net debt has fallen to below 50 million, so we are more or less debt-free, which is quite important in these times. And you all know high-yield bond is something very expensive. The coupon was 8%, so we don't have to pay that anymore. All these measures will benefit us in the current market crisis and stabilize our financial position and balance sheet. And however, also they lay the foundation for strengthening Heidelberg in the long term, making sustainable profitable, and I really want to emphasize on that, to allow us to support our customers in the best possible manner. On the positive side, we are fighting the crisis with our own resources. So, as it stands today, Heidelberg will not need any state support like some other companies in our industry. We can manage the crisis on our own, and also we are in a position to structure then our business without any limitations in our own thinking and way. We are doing so on the basis of our strong core business in sheet fed offset printing. I'm focusing on systematic digitization and innovative customer solutions. We listen more to customers and really want to understand what are their business challenges and what can Heidelberg to bring to the party that they are more successful. But it's also clear that we're still in the midst of a transformation, still have a lot to do and some ways to go to further expand our financial stability and achieve our central goal, sustainable profitability and stable partner for our customers, as Heidelberg has been for decades and also will be for the future. This brings me to my third point, strategic outlook. The path we have chosen will Heidelberg help to become financially sound and highly efficient in terms of cost. And the goal is to increase our EBITDA margin to over 10% in financial year 2030. That's what we are concentrating on, and we're well underway. And in doing so, we are focusing on exactly what our customers need and what will provide us with appropriate added value. To say very simply, we will only do what our customers benefit from, what they're paying for, and of course what is legally necessary to do. We concentrate on our profitable core business. That's the path we are taking consistently in implementation and at high speed. And if we maintain this course, and I'm certain we will have sustainable growth future thanks to our strong brand, our profitable core business, our innovative strengths, and our positioning in growth markets. What is our core business? It's printing, and it stays printing. With our outstanding solutions for sheet fed, offset, and digital printing, Heidelberg supports the customers in packaging and label printing, as well as in commercial printing, throughout the entire process, from the quotation to the invoice, from the data coming in to the ramp with the finished print products. In other words, across the entire value chain, including the necessary services, consumables, spare parts, software. And we will do that in any good business model for our customers. From the classical transactional business, the goods and delivery against money, but on the other hand, with subscription and pay-per-use. And Heidelberg is currently the only company in the industry that is able to do this worldwide as technology leader. Based on customer needs, we can put together an offer that perfectly meets their individual requirements. In doing so, our customers look at the added value of digital offerings for the print process, because print is smart, must be smart, and Heidelberg offers exactly that. Because with our smart print shop, we digitize printing, and we've shown that very clearly in the last few days to our customers. The smart print shop thus forms the backbone of our digital solutions. And in future, we will therefore be systematically continuing to digitize processes with focus on an operator-independent performance. We will solve probably the biggest challenge of our industries to find qualified operators, workers for their shops, by automating and digitizing the whole process. And the aim is not longer to achieve the highest printing speed, but the most efficient overall process, the most output from end to end, and the highest efficiency is not related to the individual print speed. Increasing productivity is the greatest potential source of earnings for industrial print shops, which is why Heidelberg, as a technology leader, is pressing ahead with digitization of the press room of the whole print shop. Because in the end, you only can invoice ready-to-ship print product and not a sheet. There are basically different models. Heidelberg's transaction offer customized individual solutions, while Heidelberg subscriptions covers all stages of production on a volume basis in the form of a production system, as you all know. And we are confident that we will continue to increase the share of contract business in total sales and thus stabilize sales. And we stand by our offer. We see already in the crisis that our customers who have contracts with us are more productive and master the crisis much better than the ones who don't. And I can promise you that Heidelberg is and will remain the driving force and innovation leader in this industry. And we will maintain our market share of well over 40%, I'm sure we'll expand that. And as you know, we are not only strong in Europe, Heidelberg is very strong in North America. And even in China, we enjoy an unheard 50% plus market share, which I don't know any other machinery company in the Western world has achieved that. And the most proud I'm on our 25% market share in Japan, which we maintain very solidly for years, despite to have one of our big competitors being a Japanese company. Also, that is something in any other industry in the machinery unheard of. And also a news which sometimes is overlooked, Heidelberg is already the largest supplier to packaging printers. In our last financial year, 2019-2020, more than half of our sheet-fed offset press sales were generated in the packaging segment. And we sell as many printing units for the packaging market alone as our largest competitor in total. We also enter into a long partnership with strong partners. As you know, with MK Masterworks, for example, we're adding highly attractive finishing machines to our packaging printing portfolio. And we're increasing also the market share here continuously. As you all noticed, probably as one of the first, we have canceled our participation in Drupa 2019 due to the worldwide pandemic, and it has proven this was the right decision. For several reasons, it will not be the same Drupa anymore due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but I think also trade shows, B2B trade shows, will be different in the future. So we shifted very early to new means of communication with our customers. And that's why, as part of the Innovation Week, we presented our customers with a wealth of product innovations under the motto, Unfold Your Potential, focusing on packaging, labels, and commercial printing. These included the further development of our push-to-stop concept towards autonomous printing, end-to-end solution, and thus next level of the smart print shop, as well as our ecosystem, including the Nutzla Eco industry platform. But there were also some world premieres in our Innovation Week, such as the end-to-end solution from prepress to stack product, as well as MK's new high-performance die cutter, the Master Matrix 106 CSB. So a great show, great success, and I think our customers benefited greatly from a very comfortable and safe position wherever they lived all around the world, and they were basically virtually in Wiesloch. Let me conclude and summarize. Heidelberg's future is not primarily about size and growth at any price, but rather a focus on profitability and customers. This will lay the foundation for us to benefit from a recovery in the markets with our realignment. Heidelberg, I believe, is tackling the right things, and Heidelberg will come out of this crisis much stronger than we went in and much stronger than our competition. And on the basis of a strong core business, we're setting ourselves up for sustained profitability, sustained growth, and then we, together with our customers, will have a good future. We're doing our business solidly and prudently, and we'll concentrate on making money again, not keeping out of focus our customers. We are and will remain technology leader. We will spend significant amounts of money in new technologies, in innovation. And as a full service provider, we are and will remain a strong partner at our customer side. And especially in times like these, where Heidelberg served their customers much better than any of our market as anybody else in our market. Many thanks, and I hand over to Ludwig Algerer to give you an overview of what happened during the Innovation Week. What did we achieve? How did it go? Ludwig, please.
Thank you, Rainer. Ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome from my side as well. Thanks for having time for our discussion now. I want to structure it in three steps. First of all, the setup, the concept behind our Innovation Week, what are the elements? Second point, already touched by Rainer, what were the contents that we provided? And third and closing issue, how far did we go through this week, measuring our success and giving you some insights, first feedback, you know, that the show is still running. And we see every morning how it starts around the world, the first people logging on in Asia and the last ones in United States. And so we have intermediate results. Let me take you back a few days, how the genesis of the whole concept started. In February, we had our sneak preview for the Drupa, which was already an online event to reach the whole world. And then, as Rainer said, we had to realize that Drupa wouldn't happen. And we started to think, how could we offer the same quality, the same depth insights for our customers, not as in a presential meeting possible in our PMCs, but on Drupa, but at least gaining the most out of it. And what we combined there, and this leads me to the setup, is the view on things on one hand, how we present things, and the second one, the elements in which we present it. One important change, I think, that is worth to mention, historically, people already talked about machines, about solutions, about software features, and we try to revert our perspective and talk about the pain points of our customers, because they have pain points, and talking about our products, but it's getting the customer where he stands, like complexity, like usability of the machines, like end-to-end processes, like overall controlling and steering of the production process. And we have chosen a setup combining three elements. One element each day was in the morning was a conceptual overview with some broader holistic views along commercial printing issues or packaging issues or label printing issues, followed by live demonstrations of key machines, tackling several questions, the smaller size printing house, the industrial printing house, end-to-end processes, combination with digital printing, switching between digital and offset printing, real-time insights with print shop. And the third element that we used were our expert talks to tackle all the issues you cannot touch, which are not physical. And we built discussion rounds around subjects like our ecosystem and our venture Tyco for the future, around our consumables offers, around our Springside contracts that we are offering. And the contents already tackled by Rainer, just repeating quickly, were not only our premiere of the master matrix, we also brought back into the picture, into the context, for example, our Anycolor machine with multicolor technology, which is an important issue for short runs in packaging. We showed end-to-end processes fully automated with our new P-Stacker, and the automatic transportation between the printing machine and the folding machine. We showed our new interfaces, the usability of the machine, the UX that we improved, and that is drilled down into all machines now, not only reserved for our full format machines. We showed our navigated printing and push to stop in all details in all applications. And I dare to say we had a very, very good feedback so far from our attendees, but also our partners and from outside of the print media industry, even from other people looking at that new concept, because we combined one more element into it that were a one-to-one chat in the afternoons. So we had set up a registration system where our customers were able, after the shows, to book, depending on their region, with salespeople, product specialists, product management people from our side, 250 people being online and being prepared for one-to-one online chats for in-depth discussions about what had been shown in our Innovation Week presentation and relating it to the specific customer needs. And this was the unknown question mark, which we didn't know how it would work. And it was an experiment, and I dare to say it was a full success. We had each day several hundred people calling in, booking these slots with our people and making use of in-depth discussion. In total, we had several thousand registrations of participants from over 100 countries. This morning, I'm always looking into the cockpit. We even had a participant from Fiji Islands, which surprised me. And we had tens of thousands of video views. I expect that we reach 100,000K clicks on videos within today. And we will maintain that database accessible for the next time for all the people that registered. And we also offering along that videos that are conserved, we offer more than 100 assets in addition. That might be white papers, that might be presentations that have been shown throughout the Innovation Week, or in-depth technical information about a specific issue. So summarizing, the feedback was overwhelmingly positive, and we tried something new. I don't know any similar setup, whether it has happened in the world already. And I think we dare to say also that we were very innovative and have a very good personal feedback from customers as well, calling in even to me directly saying, that's great, great job. And it's still going on. I don't know who of you had the chance to register. You could still register and you could still access the database with the videos. And you could even have a chat this afternoon with people around the world still. Thank you. That was my quick summary, and I'm ready to answer further questions.
So, operator, please start the Q&A session.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, that's star 1 to ask a question, and we'll pause for a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. It appears there are no questions in the queue at this time.
One is coming.
Apologies, we do have a question. This question comes from Ben Daniel from Packaging Mayor. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Thank you very much. Mr. Rayner, thank you very much, and Mr. Ludwig also, thank you very much for your wonderful presentations and your insights and all the information that we got. There's one question I would like to ask Mr. Rayner with regards to digitization of your complete workflow and your equipment digitization that you have been doing hand in hand with automation. Really appreciate there's so much of automation that we could see for the past 2 days, particularly in packaging print, in terms of the plate loading all the way from pre-press all the way to finishing. There's a lot of automation that we could see, and that's really commendable, and Haribo is setting the standards, which is great. But on the other side, speaking of digital printing, digitization versus digital print, I don't know. I mean, please give me a little more detail about digital print. If I recall my memory, way back in 2000, I think Haribo had one of the best digital solutions or technologies with Nexpress, and you got rid of it. And later, it was so nice to see you came up with a couple of very good digital solutions with Prime Fire and a couple of other low-end machines. And now with this new restructuring plan, you've got rid of that as well. So do I assume that you're moving away from digital print and focusing more on your core offset and flexo business, or are you looking for, or you're something in the pipeline, you're going to come out with something great in the future?
Yeah, thank you for this question, Ben. Our core business is printing on sheets, and that is open to any technology. Of course, the majority is today sheet fed offset, but it could be, it is also sheet cut, as they name it, digital printing in our partnership with Ricoh, and there's definitely more to come from that side as well. And Heidelberg has stopped one machine. We have stopped the Prime Fire, and it was really a tough decision for us to stop the product, which delivered by far the best printing quality so far in the industry, beating any other offerings. However, currently there is not a sufficient big enough market for that machine. That's why Heidelberg had to stop. But what we conserve and what we develop further is the core inkjet technology. So when the time is right, I'm sure we will be back with a good digital printing solution above and beyond our partnership with RICO, but you know, you will learn about it when this is going to happen. Does that answer your question?
Thank you very much. Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Kanu Vassaman from Graphish Review. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Good morning, Mr. Mustafa. I would have a question on your financial situation. If we take a look on the stock market price, do you feel sometimes misunderstood by the stock market?
Thank you for that question, Mr. Wasserman. I feel totally misunderstood, but I think that will change in the next month. I hope so. The point is very simple. Heidelberg has, to the stock market, to the investors, promised many times things which didn't happen. And so they don't believe us until they see. As I mentioned before, Heidelberg is well underway with the transition. We will this time deliver what we promised, and as soon as the analysts see that, the picture will change. Then, of course, one thing is, in general, that the print media industry, and particularly the machinery industry, is seen in particular very critical. So if you look at the the share prices of other companies in our industry, they have dropped the same level or to the same degree as Heidelberg. So it's two things: it's our investors don't trust us yet, and the overall industry is not valued very highly. It's the combination of that. But I'm very optimistic because we deliver, this will change.
But can I add something to my question?
Please. Please.
But the story of Heidelberg is now that you focus on a shrinking industry, because offset printing machine market is not growing. It's a shrinking market.
That's how some analysts see at that, and it's basically true to a certain extent. But what Heidelberg does with our approach of digitization end to end, with offerings on the contract side, with offerings, you know, like subscription and any contracts in between, Heidelberg will not only increase profitability of the business, but also increase the share of wallet and has some growth potential. Because the number of print units, that's also a fact, will go down. But the degree of automation will increase. So the value of the machines and equipment will rather grow. We see that already in regards of automation. And then basically you all know that it's not that the print volume is shrinking. It's just printed more with fewer machines due to a change of the structure of the industry away from small print shops to, you know, industrial print businesses, which run our machines a lot more efficient, and of course we do also our best to improve the overall productivity as well. But we have our place in there, and maybe also an outlook. We are thinking about expanding in new fields, in new areas, left and right of Heidelberg, where we have our strength. But this is not for now. First step, as I mentioned, is regain stable financial conditions. The Heidelberg core business is sound, and when we have that, we'll tackle growth areas above and beyond.
Okay. But that would be outside the printing industry.
Maybe not. Think about packaging. Think about sustainable packaging. These are all areas where Heidelberg strength could benefit, or these technologies could probably benefit. So it's too early to say. And then last but not least,
okay.
we didn't say, as the gentleman before asked, We are not leaving digital printing. We just stopped one product because the market is not there yet. I believe it will be there. It will grow, but we'll have to be a bit patient and wait.
Okay. Then I'm going to be patient.
Good. Any more questions, ladies and gentlemen? Obviously not. So there is one more. Good.
This one comes from Gareth Ward from Print Business. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Okay, a couple. The demonstration of moving the printed stack into the folder clearly is a first step, and you will be able to no doubt take another printed stack or a folded stack from the folder into a stitching line or a binder. Can you comment on when we might see that, and your partnerships, presumably with Muller Martini, to and who are the customers for this type of product or this type of setup?
So first of all, I think to automate the print shop end to end is need across all our customers more and more, due to the fact that it's getting more and more difficult to get the people working in this environment, and it's getting more and more difficult to get smart people to work there. That's so this issue of automation, and automation is not only mechanic, it's also the data. Is a general trend we are addressing. So, yes, we will see more. We will see also partnerships across the board. Also in future, we are working on that, definitely. It starts, however, with the data, and it will then continue with the mechanical solutions.
So, and you mentioned just now in your answer just now that the cost of these machines is going up. And then we've had the consolidation caused by COVID. How much smaller in terms of number of print shops will the printing industry be by, say, 2024, when you say we will be back to where we have been?
That's a difficult question to answer, but I think we will see a significant decline, most likely. Depends where in the world, but you see all over the place consolidation. I would say we will lose probably 10, 15, 20% of our customer base, in particular in commercial printing. And in packaging, we see that since years, they have also consolidation. Smaller companies are bought by the big ones.
And finally, comment on how you're doing with subscriptions. You've spoken about prior to COVID, so it's been adjusted, I'm sure. Of having signing up 100 subscription contracts by certain times. I mean, where are we now on that?
We expanded our offering. We not only have full subscription, but all steps in between, you know, these print side contracts, and we have in total more than 350 of those contracts. So the business is moving forward, and it will become a significant part of Heidelberg's business. And as I mentioned before, these customers in who have contracts with us doing better than the ones without, and it's already, as of today, 11% of our turnover, and it's growing.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Interesting. Yeah, it's interesting few days, seeing how it goes down. Be interesting to touch base and find out how it all washes out in 6 months' time.
Yes, I'm very curious as well. But I'm optimistic. I think it was very good also for our customers. All right, any more questions, ladies and gentlemen? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't see any questions anymore. I thank you very much for your interest in Heidelberg. We will definitely keep you posted, and I hope as soon as possible we can see you again sometimes, maybe in spring in person again. For the time being, stay healthy and hope to talk to you soon. Have a nice day, nice afternoon. Thank you. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.